Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to thank you for joining us today for another episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. You know, I know that you're getting a lot of value from these exciting guests that we bring to you, guests that have a wide variety of backgrounds, but with one central running theme. They live their faith, and they're experiencing tremendous results because of that. And our guest today, he may not be a household name now, but he will be soon. Praise God. And I don't say that lightly, but Daniel Gomez is a man with a mission, and he is living his faith on a daily basis. And in just this past year, he has seen tremendous growth in his business and is impacting the world because of it. Daniel Gomez is a John Maxwell certified keynote speaker, leadership, sales trainer, life coach, and author of a number one book that is in hitting number one in all these different categories that we're going to talk about today. But he equips people with the confidence and mindset needed to live extraordinary lives. He encourages them to be original, to love and believe in themselves at all times, to value their own opinion, and to step out of their comfort zones. And he's been telling me about that before we were talking today. Praise God. Daniel knows what it's like to fear the unknown, having lost his mother as a child and facing death at the age of 18 that we need to talk about. He did not let his circumstance dictate the outcome of his life. His positive attitude and his approach to life are what makes him very successful in his personal and his professional life. And on top of all that, he just released this book, Born to Fly, which we'll be talking about today. He's been married for over 24 years as a child of the Most High God. Welcome to the program, Daniel Gomez. Daniel, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Good morning, my brother. How you doing this morning?
Blessed, saved, going to heaven, and enjoying the ride along the way. How about you?
Well, I'm super excited. I'm super pumped. And first of all, I'm honored, Brother Robert, to be on your show. And good morning, world. This is Daniel Gomez from San Antonio, Texas. I'm excited to share some value from God. And, it's an exciting time in my life, Brother Robert. And I just, you know,
amen. Amen. Now, the first question that I always ask right out the gate is this. Tell us, who is Daniel Gomez?
Who is Daniel Gomez? Man, I'm just a young Mexican boy, grew up on the south side of San Antonio, and come from a humble beginning. And I was never really taught about God, being Mexican, being Hispanic, Latino. We grew up in a Catholic background. Mm-hmm. And, we attended a Catholic church and did my first communion, and I never really had a relationship with God. And it was just amazing when I came to know God, I guess, when my father was diagnosed with cancer. And, we'll go into that. But now I'm just a father of three amazing children. My daughter Brittany, my daughter Alicia, and my son Julian, amazing, amazing young individuals, and a beautiful wife, Madi Gomez. She's my rock. She's my inspiration right now. And I'm just an entrepreneur out there, and I'm doing this. Daniel Gomez Inspires is my brand, and I'm doing it because God put it in my heart to do it. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. You know, I'm a big believer that, you know, when you step out in faith, God will meet you where your faith is. And that's how I ended up on your show.
praise God. Amen. Amen. Divine connections. That's how I put it. Amen. Now, how long have you been doing public speaking?
You know, my actual first event, Robert, I did my first event probably 4 years ago. I was running the Chevrolet dealership over here in San Antonio. And part of Chevrolet, we would give out awards to different schools. And the owner, you know, he asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, sure, I'll more than glad to go accept the invitation and represent, our leadership.
Okay.
So I get there, the principal asked me, hey, do you want to say something? I say, well, I really don't have anything to say. goes, well, no. I said, no, you know what? I'll just present the award, but thank you. So I went to go sit back down, Robert. And then when I sat down, I felt like the Holy Spirit just said, what are you talking about? You do sales meetings every single Monday and Monday and you motivate your teams. Amen. And from that point, the rest was history. I just said, you know, I said, you know what? I can say I talked about attitude that Monday. And at the meeting, and I just used that. I said, you know what? I got something for 5 minutes. And next thing you know, I had the kids yelling and motivated for 25 minutes or so. And it was my first, I guess, the feeling in my heart where I said, wow, I impacted these students. And it was an amazing feeling. So good stuff.
Amen. That's what we call an open door. I mean, it wasn't there, but God opened it for you. Amen. Amen. And the rest is history.
Yes, you know, and I didn't really think nothing of it. I was supposed to speak at schools as every once in a great while, nothing like what I'm doing now. But I think that I officially got started, officially started. It would have been January this year. I was all in. And so it's been about 8 months, my brother.
8 months. 2018 was the breakout year.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the name that I see is Daniel Gomez Enterprises. Is that right?
Yes, Daniel Gomez Enterprises. That's our corporation and LLC. So under that umbrella, you have our brand, which is Daniel Gomez Inspires, and our logo is the Shield of Faith. And on my logo, you see DG for my initials, Daniel Gomez, and I went with the Shield of Faith because I believe that I put it in my heart to share that message. Is when you have faith in God, you have faith in yourself, and you have faith in your situation, no matter what it is.
Amen. Amen. Now, why Enterprises? That's an unusual tag at the end. Why Daniel Gomez Enterprises?
Well, because I see myself as Allstate Insurance. Allstate Insurance has, you have your automobile insurance, you have your homeowners, you have your recreation, your boat, your motorcycle, right, and then they do financial stuff. So, in other words, under Allstate, they have five or six products. And Enterprises is because you're just limiting it if you do one thing. So I do motivational keynote speaking. I'm a confidence coach, and I speak and train on leadership development, and then I also do sales training.
Amen.
So those are my four main keys.
Amen. Praise God. Now, how did you decide to go to John Maxwell to get certified as a public speaker? I mean, that was quite a step.
You want me to be honest? Yeah. I didn't. I was on Facebook, and that popped up. And something that I coach on confidence now is, to me, the investment was a huge, it was like, might as well have been $1 million because I didn't see myself paying to go there.
Yeah.
So I saw the ad. I just responded. Didn't think nothing of it. They called me a couple of times, and you know, I just John Maxwell. I showed interest in it because I've always, one of the first leadership books I read 15 years ago was 360 Degree Leader. So I believed in John Maxwell's teachings, and my wife bought me a little desk calendar that I had for almost 18 years. I have it right here on my desk, as a matter of fact. And
amen.
I believe in him. I believe in his books and his stuff. And when that John Maxwell team came out, I took the leap of faith and I stepped into the raging river of the Jordan River, and God led me there. The water receded.
Amen. Amen. Now, you give keynote addresses to all sorts of groups. Tell us about your most memorable event that you spoke at.
You know, I got to say, speaking at the United States Air Force, I spoke at the NCO Academy and to officers E6s and above, up to E9s. And, you know, I think our military is, and I say it was memorable because you walk in there and a soldier is trained to be brave. They're trained to be courageous. And sometimes they put on, I don't want to say it's a facade, but they put on this, sometimes it's not them there.
Yeah. Yep.
I've met a lot of soldiers that ain't happy because they're programmed to be a certain way, but there's two things people want in this world. And the Bible talks about about in the book of Corinthians, that you can have prophecy, you can have faith, you can have whatever you want, but if you don't have love, you're just nothing but clashing cymbals, right? Yep, you're like cymbals clashing behind you. And I think so many of the of our military personnel, they want to be loved. And I really believe if our U.S. armed forces was to put more love and not be so hard, our military would excel with probably less than the amount of soldiers we have, because they would respond differently.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants two things in leadership. They want to be loved, and they want to be appreciated from their leaders above.
Yeah. Yep. That is absolutely true. And when my military time, when I was an officer, one of the reasons why, I mean, I had other commanders coming to me about how to counsel their lieutenants or their people, because, you know, I'm older than most of them. I'm there. I'm the age of the battalion commander, basically the squadron commander. And, you know, starting off where most lieutenants are, you know, just fresh out of college, they're 23 years old. I was 35, you know. So I had sergeant majors coming down, just, you know, wanting to have coffee with me. You know, this stuff was unheard of. But yet at the same time, my platoon excelled because I knew what they needed. I knew how to protect them, I guess you could say, from up above. You know, just one example, every, I'll just say Thursday, was individual soldier task days where they wanted the NCOs to teach. You know, there's like 32 common tasks that a soldier has to do and be excelling in on an individual basis. So I would put on a training schedule, you know, NCO time where they would just go teach them. Then I'd tell my platoon sergeant, I'd say, okay, we're taking common tasks, I'll just say 16 and 17 today, which is escape and evasion. I tell them, if anybody sees you guys, you failed. You know, just get them out of here, be gone, don't come back till the end of the day. And the first sergeant, you know, maybe about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they say, hey, where's your platoon sergeant? I said, they're common task training. He says, what are they doing? I don't know, it's escape and evasion day. He goes, damn it, lieutenant. But my guys loved me, because when it came time to perform, they were there because they knew I was taking care of them. So what you said is exactly right. You know, they need someone. They need to see the love from up above, you know, and just something so simple as, you know, someone's having a hard time. Hey, take half a day off. Just go take care of what you got, you know, and, you know, the army will still be here when you get back tomorrow. We're not going anywhere, you know, but go take care of what you got to take care of, you know. And
exactly.
Yeah, and you know, I understand completely.
Love and appreciation goes further than anybody really understands.
Yeah. Yep.
I think actually one of my posts today on LinkedIn and Facebook was God is love.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, and people need to understand that. And I think this is where there's a misconception, because God is love, and I've learned in my walk that God is, he's tender. He's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's an almighty God. But he's really a heavenly father too, who loves us.
Yeah.
And I think too many people miss that part, because maybe they didn't have that earthly father that told them that they loved them. And in the back of their mind, I believe they're saying, how can a God that I don't even see and know, how can this spiritual being love me when my own dad on earth didn't love me? And I truly believe that a lot of people that are hurting out there, if they would just open their eyes and say, you know what, God is really a father, and not religion, right? Not religion to where they recite our Father who art in heaven. Because I know thousands of people that recite that, but they don't grasp the feeling of he's your father that loves you. And I think whoever's listening out there right now, if you open your heart and you truly open your heart and say, God, Father, show me who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to show up, because
he will.
He showed up to me, Robert.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I was I'm not going to get into my testimony because we're talking about you, but, you know, I was at the bottom of the barrel. You know, say we're at bottom of the barrel. No, I was under the barrel looking up, you know. I mean, I was was saying in Texas, lower than a snake belly in a wagon rut hole or something like that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks you still have horse trails in the middle of the highway, but not everybody wears a cowboy hat in Texas, just to let you know out there, world.
Ah, but they wear cowboy boots.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Amen. So anyway, your new book, Born to Fly, Be Original, Be the Best You, is the tagline. Tell us about your new book, Daniel.
Yeah, You Were Born to Fly. You Were Born to Fly. I had to submit a couple of titles to my publisher, and he goes, well, give me five names you want you thinking about. So of course, my keynote on confidence is Be Original, Be the Best You. And I threw that in, and then I threw You Were Born to Fly, and I threw like some other names I can't remember. And he goes, well, you know what? I think we need to have a subtitle with this. And I said, well, I hired you, so you know best. Well, my intentions were, I thought it was going to be original, be the best you, and then You Were Born to Fly. Well, when they sent me the proof, and I don't think it was by accident, I think God intervened on this. It said the title of the book was You Were Born to Fly.
Amen.
And so I didn't really, you know, I'm a D personality, a driver a lot of times, and I just kind of like, I didn't really let it bother me. And I said, you know what, God, I trust you, and that's the title.
Amen.
So God took the title out to say through his divine intervention. But You Were Born to Fly is a book about confidence, about self-esteem, about forgiveness, and persistence. There's 12 chapters in the book, and at the back of, in the end of every chapter, there's a reflection point where I ask you three questions to really make you think about what you just read. Because most people just, you know, there's a lot of speed readers out there right now. And when you take 5 minutes out of their time from the speed reading to really answer three questions, because, you know, the sad part about society and the world in general right now, Robert, is most people don't think for themselves.
Yeah.
So I challenge you, and I make you think when you read my book.
Amen. Now, one of the things that you say that I really caught hold of is you are a masterpiece. That means, you know, you're basically one of a kind. When God created you, he did so for a specific purpose, right? Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes. You say we're born to fly, not be average. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, let me give you an analogy.
Okay.
Say I invite you to lunch today. I say, hey, Robert, why don't we go have lunch? You're going to be like, yeah, Danny, you know what? Let's go hang out. Let's go have lunch. And our conversation goes like this. Hey, Brother Robert, why don't we go to an average restaurant? Why don't we go to an average restaurant where they serve average food? And you know what? We don't want a great table. We just want an average table. We want an average waiter. What does that mean to you? Does that sound like a restaurant you want to go eat at and buy the service you want to get?
No, not really.
Exactly.
You want, when you go out to eat, you want good food and a nice location and great service.
Exactly. So average is nobody. If you think about it, nobody wants to go eat at an average restaurant.
Yeah.
So the reason I say that is that you are a masterpiece. But too many of us are living life in that average level because we were trained in a society, go to school, get an education, and then you work 40 years or 20 years at an organization or business and you retire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what God had in tune for us. God didn't want that for us. God didn't put us here to be average. And if you look at the book of Genesis, when God said, let there be life, he said it was good. When God created, it was good. But when he came to creating man, the word of God says, this is really good.
Amen.
So if God said that, you're not just average. You're above average. We're his greatest creation. And that's why we're his masterpiece. Out of all the animals, all the mammals, everything in this world, we are the only ones that have the spirit of Christ Jesus within us.
That's right.
And That's what makes us a masterpiece. But we forget that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that that power, the hope of glory, lives within inside of us. And Christ is that glory. Amen. So when I say you're a masterpiece, because God created you to be above average. You're not just created to live here and be mundane and just survive or barely get by in life. God created you to thrive.
Amen. Amen. Now, how is that a factor in your business?
Because most people are living the life they weren't created to live. When you're suppressed, when the perception you have of who you are is not really the perception that God gave you, that why God created you, mm-hmm. you lose your confidence, you lose your identity,
yeah,
and you lose your purpose in life.
Yeah, amen. That's true. Amen. So with the idea of you're born to fly, you're a masterpiece, you're referencing God, in your speaking business, how does your faith come out?
Well, I talk about everything, I just don't talk about God. But on the flip side of that, I talk about God. My great mentor, right, John Maxwell, he has so much godly wisdom. He talks about God every day. I mean, he goes and talks to Singapore. He goes and talks to Malaysia. He goes and talks at wherever he goes and does transformation. He speaks about God.
Yeah.
See, people, most pastors, most evangelists, whatever it may be, they to them, they feel they have to acknowledge God at all times by saying his word. And sometimes it's a turnoff. And let me tell you what I'm trying to say. That way it's not misconstrued. St. Francis of Assisi says this: be ministering at all times. And when need be, Brother Robert, use words.
Amen. Amen. That's true. How does your book, Born to Fly, create confidence in God's love within the person reading the book?
One of my chapters is on forgiveness.
I actually
referenced forgiveness twice in the, I referenced it in one chapter, and then I gave it its own chapter.
Okay.
And my publisher goes, you know, you talked about forgiveness twice. I go, yeah, because there's a reason God puts it in there twice.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, forgiveness is a big item. I just did an interview with a lady named Kim Chadwell, who was abused as a child growing up, and she had to forgive those that did that before she received her forgiveness. It goes right along with the Lord's Prayer. You know, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And if she wanted to receive full forgiveness, she had to come to the point where she could forgive her abusers. And so forgiveness is, I'm glad it's twice. I'm glad it's got its own chapter, because that is huge in a person's faith walk. You have to be able to forgive. Have to be able to forgive yourself. You know? That's a big thing.
You just hit the money ball right there. Forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't forgive themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is where the blindness comes in, though, Robert, is that they don't forgive themselves because they don't even realize they don't forgive themselves. And you're like, how is that possible, Daniel? Because you know why? Because I'm going to be real transparent here, because I'm not a perfect person. I'm not. There's only one perfect being, and that's Jesus and God, right?
Amen. Yep.
Well, when my wife was diagnosed last year with breast cancer, and I resigned from my job mm-hmm. to take care of her because, you know, I felt that that's what I needed to do, I lost the busyness of work. I lost the busyness of you got work, and you got stress of work, then you got the people of work. So right there, you have three levels above you. Then you have, say, friendships, and then you have relationships, mm-hmm. and then you have just busyness there, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, before you get to Daniel, the foundation, and Robert, the foundation, the average person has around anywhere from easily 7 to 15 layers of busyness on top of them. They're like, yeah. No, that's too much. No, it ain't. Think about a soccer mom, right? The average mom that is trying to fill a void in their life has her kids in karate, soccer, basketball, they have them in four activities, and they don't even enjoy it, but they just stay busy.
Yep, that's right.
So when I really took the time to when I came back, I started reading Think and Grow Rich, and I really started reflecting on who Daniel Gomez was, Brother Robert. I didn't like that guy anymore. And I didn't. And I'll never forget what my son told me. We're here. We're talking just like me and you, and it brings tears to my eyes, man, because it's just, he goes, Dad. I said, yeah, son. And I didn't even know what he was going to say, but he hit me in the face. He goes, I like hanging out with you now.
Amen.
I was like, well, what do you mean? We've always hung out. He goes, yeah, Dad, but you weren't too nice sometimes. That's all he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
out of that both was, of babes.
That was more than enough to just, man, it hit me in the heart. It hit me. It just, like, I didn't expect it.
Yeah, amen.
And it just confirmed that. He told me that probably, I guess, about 3 months later that I told you when I did that self-reflection that I didn't like myself. And
yeah.
It just confirmed what I saw in myself was true, that I hadn't forgiven myself for some things, and I was carrying around that anger, that hurt. And it goes back to that same old saying, right? Hurting people, sometimes we don't realize that we hurt people.
Yeah.
And those people we hurt is our family.
Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. We have run out of time again today for today's episode with Daniel Gomez, but I'm telling you what, this brother, he realized that he was lost. He realized that he was not living life to its fullest. He realized that he was staying busy thinking that that was what was important and that was what was going to provide for his family. What he did not realize was that you don't have to stay busy. You don't have to be so busy you have no time for anything else and that everything revolves around you. You don't have to stay so busy that you think you're having family time, but really all you're doing is forcing your kids into doing things they don't want to do. But you're thinking that this is what's going to make them better, a better person. But when you accept Jesus as your Lord, things change. And your whole personality, you are no longer the same person. And that's what Daniel's been saying. You're no longer the same person. And now your priorities change. And these small, subtle changes that you start to make once you're born again, and once you make the decision that you are going to change, your family notices right away. Just like Daniel's son noticed the change in him. And said, Dad, you are fun to hang around with now. Before, you weren't very nice sometimes. And you heard Daniel choke up when he was talking about it. Because that's when he realized, I really have changed. And how terrible it must have been before. Now, we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. I already went over time, but that's all right. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow, picking it up. Well, I'm going to recap a little bit of it so that the people who did not catch up on today's episode will hear tomorrow. They'll be able to understand what we're talking about. But we're going to get into some deep things tomorrow. This was deep already, but we're going to start talking about Daniel's wife and her recovery from breast cancer and his business and all these other things that you do not want to miss. So be sure to listen tomorrow to the next episode as we conclude our interview with Daniel Gomez. And remember, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, you can be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.